October 17th marks the beginning of the 29th annual New Orleans Film Festival, and in anticipation of that event, I'll be speaking with Fallon Young, Executive Director of the New Orleans Film Society, the organization that puts on the fest each year. How's it going today?
It's going great.
Well, for people that don't know, what is the New Orleans Film Society and how long have you been working there?
Yeah, I've been at the New Orleans Film Society about a year and a half, and we are the organization that produces two festivals, but our flagship event is the New Orleans Film Festival coming October 17th through 25th. And that festival features about 230 films over about 180 screening events, because some of the events have short films. And let's see, we have 11 parties. We have about 19 panels and roundtables, mostly focused on filmmaker professional development. And we host about 400 filmmakers at the event. So it's a great opportunity to meet creatives who are telling the stories of our time.
Sounds also like a huge thing to prepare. what goes into that preparation?
Oh, gosh. Well, we have about 50 seasonal staff that come on leading up to the festival, and about 250 volunteers without whom we could not run a festival of this scale. The festival has really grown leaps and bounds, particularly over the past 5 years. With its Academy accreditation, we're Oscar qualifying in all the shorts categories, so that means submissions have skyrocketed. We actually watched 6,000 films this year with the help of a small army of local screeners leading up to the festival. So basically a lot of heart, a lot of late nights, and a lot of volunteers are how we get it done.
Of the films that you personally got to watch before the festival, which was your favorite?
Oh, gosh. A favorite is really difficult. But I can tell you some of the things I'm most excited about, I think, this year. Nailed It is a great documentary about the history of nail salons. And it starts with kind of Tippi Hedren's investment in women-owned businesses and the proliferation of a major discount nail industry. And it's really fascinating. Buck Jumping by Lily Kieber, I'm also really excited about because it's such a special love letter to New Orleans.
There's a big focus on diversity and diversity of voices in film, and specifically in festivals like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm wondering what that term diversity means to you at the New Orleans Film Society and how you implement that.
Yeah. So we have a year-round mentorship program for filmmakers of color in Louisiana. It is called Emerging Voices, and it pairs emerging directors with a mentor that can really open doors for them. And we've had really incredible high-profile mentors participate. You know, Lisa Cortez, who was a mentor last year. She produced the film Precious and is going to executive produce her mentee's film, which is really an outstanding outcome for that program. So it is something that we are very conscious of. And this year, 80% of the films in the festival are either by a woman or a filmmaker of color, which are voices that mainstream, the mainstream film industry does not prioritize as much, but are incredible creative voices. And I hope that the festival can be a place where that is discovered.
Tell me a little bit about your experience getting to, you know, be a part of this festival.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think my favorite thing about a film festival in particular is just the opportunity for conversation. It's different than watching a film on your couch. You know, you get to meet the filmmaker. You get to ask the burning questions you have that you can't ask to your screen at home. You get to connect with others who've seen it. And, you know, I think a lot of the films in the festival really spark a lot of critical dialogue about social change or the state of our world, or just, you know, fun, funny, or inspiring. And I think that connectivity amongst the audience is my favorite part of the film festival.
That was Fallon Young, Executive Director of the New Orleans Film Society. Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
For NOLA V and in New Orleans, I'm David Benedetto.